101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Fall is here and another season of mowing is almost complete. Between regular use and potential damage from unseen branches or rocks, mowers endure a great deal of stress. Let Prairie Land Partners John Deere certified technicians inspect and service your mower or handheld equipment. Neglecting service at the end of the season could potentially shorten your mower's lifespan and lead to expensive repairs. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment service today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, 7th of November, 7:21. It is 44 degrees on our way to 59 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Clerk and Lyon County Election Officer Tammy Vaupont. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well here so far. So what's the mood getting into the final morning of advanced voting here today?
Well, we're already busy this morning. So, yeah, we're up and going and starting to get our equipment deployed this morning and getting our final hours of advanced voting going from 8 to noon today. So lots happening.
So what does the equipment function work here as far as getting all the stuff ready to go for tomorrow?
Well, we have Thomas Transfer that helps us deploy all of our equipment, so they'll be picking it all up and taking it out, delivering it, setting it up, and getting ready for my board workers to walk in the door at the polling sites tomorrow morning.
Good deal. And really, I guess for folks that don't know, just how much work is involved here today and tomorrow, because, you know, this is pretty much, I think, standard operating procedure for you guys and for the list of election workers that you have. But there's a lot of people that don't really know or really recognize or I think even really want to consider just exactly how much work you guys do here leading up to the actual election day.
There's a lot of attention to detail, and I've got a great staff that do an amazing job. And kudos also to my election board workers. I've got between 80, 85 people working for me tomorrow just at the polls, and it's a long day. I truly appreciate the work that they do. And, yeah, so we're getting everything lined up and ready to go and ready for tomorrow.
Tammy, your thoughts on how the advanced voting has went through all the opportunities you have given registered voters here in Lyon County?
Absolutely. So we've offered voting, early voting, advanced voting at the Anderson Building on the fairgrounds, and it was very popular. People really, really like going out there to vote, and we've had a good turnout here in the office. So far, we've had over 1,999 people vote early. And so that's an impressive number. We're already at just a little over 10% turnout. So I think that it's going to be a busy day tomorrow, and I think we'll see some good numbers tomorrow.
Do you see the people are pretty well locked into their votes as they go, or do you see maybe some folks that they come into the polls and they still are maybe twirling around just a little bit in their brains as to exactly to who they're going to vote for?
Well, that's kind of hard to tell because we don't get a lot of feedback from the voter when they come in. A lot of people, you know, taking their time, voting their ballot. It's a long ballot and putting a lot of thought into it. So I think the voters are prepared when they're coming in the door and, you know, glad to see that.
Speaking of the ballot, what is on there for folks that are getting to this particular stage of the election and have put zero thought into what they're going to be doing?
Oh, gosh. So we have all the state official and national county. So we've got governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, the attorney general, state treasurer, commissioner of insurance. We've got our state representative districts, the 13th, 60th, and 76th district. We've got our district magistrate judges on the ballot, along with the Kansas Court of Appeals judges, and also the district court judge, District 5. The National Office, U.S. State Senate, and the U.S. State Representative. And then on the county level, we've got County Commissioner, Township Clerk. We've also got the Reading Benefit Fire District, and along with the two constitutional amendment questions on the ballot. So it's a large ballot.
Tammy, really, I know we've talked a little bit earlier here, too, about just kind of the concerns that have been elsewhere that really, the way it sounds, have not translated to here, specifically when it comes to voter election safety, specifically ballot security, personnel security, and things like that. Do you want to offer your comment here and your perspective on how things are going here versus maybe some of the concerns that have been popping up elsewhere across across the country?
You know, all I can do is just ensure our voters here in Lyon County that we are very, very secure with our ballots. No one handles ballots by themselves. We always have two people, and everything is documented from pickup to processing. The mail ballots are secure as far as I know that they're secure. We do go through a very lengthy process of validating that ballot before it is actually put into the tabulator. So I'm very confident about the work that we do here.
Well, the Emporia Senior Center has been forefront in the news here the past couple of weeks, and I know you've been on with us to answer this question before, but we'll pose it one more time to just clear up any misconceptions there may be, but the Senior Center is a polling place. Will it be a polling place again tomorrow?
Absolutely. There are no changes in any of our polling sites this election. I'm hoping that the Senior Center will get the details lined out and be able to move forward, because we really enjoy having that facility as a polling site, and it works very well for our voters. So just looking forward to continuing with that location as a polling site.
And are there any other changes are there any changes in polling locations here for Emporia and Lyon County voters versus the most recent elections?
No, there are no changes this year. We don't like to change polling sites. That just causes confusion, and we don't change them unless we're absolutely forced to. So no changes in the polling site. We are voting at the Senior Center tomorrow for those in that precinct or those precincts. So, we're set and ready to go.
One final time, Tammy, if people want to vote at the county clerk's office until noon today or get out and vote tomorrow, what do they need to bring?
Just simply come to the courthouse between 8 and noon today. Bring your photo ID, get in line, and if there is a line, I think we'll be a little bit busy today, though, and cast your ballot. And then if you can't make it in today, you can always go to the polling site, your own polling site, tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Outstanding. Tammy, anything else that you wanted to let us know about here before we wrap things up and let you get on with the final pre-election day vote?
Just a quick reminder of the electioneering laws that are in place on election day, and which also applies to the courthouse today, and has all this time we've been doing it early voting. So you cannot have any campaign material within 250 feet of a polling site. So those rules will apply tomorrow, and we'll be checking to make sure that people are following the rules.
Tammy, thanks as always for all you do, and a big thanks to you and your team for making sure we have our election running smoothly here in Lyon County, as it normally does. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Tammy Beaupont, Lyon County Election Officer and Lyon County Clerk, joining us as the clock is ticking. Election Eve is with us, and again, advance voting at the Lyon County Courthouse, 8 until noon today.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, and specifically the Newsmaker slate of interviews, 7:20 to 7:30 or so every weekday morning, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. I can tell you, you won't be able to get in that slot, though, until at least the 18th, and there's a possibility we could get that date full as well. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by National Teachers Hall of Fame Interim Director Ken Weaver as we approach the annual radio auction on KVUE. Coming up on the 17th.
And we'll be telling you more about the online auction that begins today.
In about half an hour.
Members of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia, up on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 7:30, sunshine, 45 degrees. Good morning.
I'm State Representative Mark Schreiber, reminding you that early in-person voting continues now through noon on Monday, November 7th.